Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. I am at work, and it is towards the end of the month. And when it gets towards the end of the month, my coworker, she prints out a monthly newsletter. Normally, I don't read it because, well, it's boring stuff. But today, I had some few minutes to kill, and I decided to read it. And I will show a picture. But this is the type of people that I work with. It says under, you know, the events and things that are going on in the building, voting. You can early vote from October 26th to November 2nd at Burpee Museum from 10 to 4. I was unable to schedule a bus to go. You will also be able to vote November 6th at Burpee Museum. Now, she called me, I forgot when. She called me a few days ago and said, Monday the 29th, you're not doing anything, which is October. And the October newsletter has already been printed. This is November's newsletter I'm reading from, which has all the trips planned for the month. All the Fridays and Mondays and, you know, everything that's going on is already printed a month in advance. So she called me on my work cell phone and asked if I was able to drive early voting. Well, today's Friday. The 26th or something. The 26th. Well, Monday's the 29th. I made my plans for Monday already. And they know I work another job in the afternoons. And they know, well, I didn't actually tell them, but most of them know that my beloved is home, crippled, in a cast, unable to walk. Most people, the residents and my boss know that my mother-in-law is visiting. And I have things I have to do. Like Monday I have to go to the doctor for my Illinois Department of Transportation physical, which is required by the state of Illinois to have a CDL driver's license. You must pass the physical. If you do not pass the physical, you are not eligible to drive the vehicles that I drive. So it's something I have to do for my job. But she had to print in the newsletter, quote, I was unable to schedule a bus to go. Bitch, please, you could have scheduled some other trip or another time from November 2nd. Really? Out of all the other days, you had to wait till the last minute to do this, and you could have picked another day. Besides that, Burpee Museum is like, my number one fan knows how far it is from where I work. It's kind of within walking distance. Might be a little far for some of the residents. But, you know, if they want to go vote early, they will find a way. But it just real irritates me, the passive aggressiveness that she had to put in the newsletter that she could not schedule a bus to go. Really? How childish can we be? Maybe I'm just overreacting. Maybe it's PMS. Maybe it's just the fact that the, you know, stars are not aligned properly. Maybe it's that my hair is pulled up too tight. I don't know. But I am just thinking, bitch, please. You are so just... ugh. And so there. I got that off my chest. And now, I have an hour to kill before the lunch crowd leaves to go to the lunch. There are four ladies going. Oh, yes, and this morning, I drove one lady to the grocery store. One. Do you know what a gallon of gas costs today? They're paying me X amount of dollars an hour just so that I take, you know, one person. And today I'm taking four people for lunch. I don't know. Maybe I'm just crabbing for no reason.